Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. I hope you're doing well today. It's a Saturday. Went through a couple, what do you want to call them? Coaching sessions this morning. My own coaching session, a group that I joined for expanding the mind. So every day, something new. So I want to get on do the show before I went off and did more things with the family and got some more stuff done on my to-do list today. But this is our 662nd episode. And today I want to talk about openness. So we're talking about Scrum values this week. So I want to talk about the Scrum value of openness and how that helps, maybe hurts with conflict. So we're going to go back and forth on that one a little bit. This is good and bad, right? And again, we're talking about the 5 values in Scrum this week, different takes, my take on it. We talked about commitment already. We talked about focus the other day. Today, we're going to talk about openness. And then later on in future episodes, we have respect and courage. And I think I got a funny courage one for Monday. So if I make sure I do a show tomorrow so we can talk about respect. And then Monday, I got a funny one based on what my daughter did at Girl Scout camp. So I have a good story on that one. So with that, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach and Coach. I hope you're doing well. We talk about Scrum and Agile in ways and practical and tactical ways to help you bring value to customer, not work crazy hours, get home to family and friends, enjoy life, enjoy your work, love what you do, okay? I mean, that's part of the battle, right? If we don't love what we do, it's kind of hard. I saw a post the other day about one of the business posts on LinkedIn. And they're talking about 4 things. And one of them was money. One was loving what you do and feeling like you're making impact. So those 2 things we talk about every day, having them as part of what you do makes you enjoy your job. And hopefully we give you ideas on how to achieve that. So openness has good and bad, right? Everything about being open. Like if you're open and out of context, it's just not going to go well, right? So being open to openness can create conflict, by the way. Now, we're talking about how openness helps with conflict, but openness can also create conflict if not done well and from inside what you're doing, from an honest perspective, having developed that trust and some of those other values that go along with it. You need all 5 values for them to work. So, but it can open some conflict, but it also will make it and improve the process by twofold, I guarantee you, by being open. So let's say for open, you're in a retrospective and open to say that, yeah, we really screwed up what we estimated on doing this thing, or this thing didn't realize that, and we did not tell anybody until the last minute, and everyone got pissed off at us. So being open that you made a mistake, how could you admit that? Because it happened. But by being open on it, the next time it won't happen and you'll be better at what you do. So that's just an example, a simple example of that openness. But I really want to talk about openness to having made a mistake. And I'm going to tell you a little story about what I had about being open. So I was getting my brain's not working. So I was working on my deposit. I got a new job. Share that with you. Got to get that electronic deposit. Checked on Friday. It wasn't there for the previous week. I'm like, why wasn't there? So I sent some messages. And I queried to the customer service. They got back. Oh, well, they were open. They said they got a kickback like on the thing. And it didn't get processed. I'm like, one, I was thinking, why wouldn't you tell me that you got kickbacks so I could get my paycheck? Like, they didn't say why. I said, do you have my routing number? Because apparently I put the routing number in. I said, you have my routing number. And because she said the bank kicked it back. So I could have assumed that they didn't. They got the new routing number to help it, but they didn't. But if I didn't ask the question, and they're open enough to say, well, no, I don't really have the routing number. Could you please give it to me? Because I was opening up myself to share with them the routing number so they send me my paycheck for last week. So being open to say I don't have something helps the whole crew get to the next level. Because if that person wasn't open and honest enough to say that, no, they didn't have my routing number, I wouldn't get paid. Some got paid, but let's get in there. It's my fault. I'm open enough to find out that I picked the wrong routing number because I was looking at my checkbook. Apparently, my bank has a different routing number for deposit slips from check-in. Never would have thought of that. And I gave the routing number that was related to deposit slips and not to the account. So I was open enough to say, hey, I thank you. It was my mistake. Open to I made a mistake. Do I need to do anything? No. She's like, no, I got the system all set up. So we fixed that. So by being open and honest with what was going on, help solve the problem better to a better solution. Now everything would be good. Because if we weren't open and honest that made these mistakes, never would have got through. So that was a potential conflict situation where I wasn't getting paid and I fixed the problem. So you can see there by being open is it helps to solve the problem better than what we do or don't know. And so I just wanted to give that simple example of openness. But again, openness can be like, if you want to say, hey, I don't like your hair, that's going to cause all kinds of conflict. If you're going to be open that saying, you know, we didn't get the information we needed and I wanted to share that with you, now it's going to cause conflict. And they'll be like, what do you mean you didn't get the information? So that's conflict. And then you explain what you were looking for by being open and available to share that information with your teammates. The next time, you'll get the information. They have a better understanding of your perspective and, in fact, will increase productivity. So that's where openness helps that get better. So you can see when you're initially open, you're going to create conflict, right? When you're open, you're going to create conflict. It's just going to happen. But by going through the openness and sharing, the people you're in conflict with will have hopefully have a better understanding where you're coming from. And the next time you get twice as much service and a better outcome than you had this time. So that's why we do openness in Scrum. My take on it, there's a lot of openness in sharing metrics, right? I just want to add this one more thing because I'm a metrics guy, right? I do metrics. Open with what your goals are and where you're hitting. Don't hide them. By being open, everyone sees. By doing your Scrum board, your Kanban board, by being open, everyone sees what the condition is and they can help you. If you're not open with the team, they cannot help you progress. It's not a question of being open so they trash your ass, right? That's not why we want to be open. We don't want to be open so people jump on you, tell you're an idiot, tell me I'm an idiot. Sometimes I am. But it's to be open to get their help, right? To know, hey, do you need any help? I see that story's been stuck there for a while. Can I help you? Can I assist you? Can I take a task? Anything I can do? Can I take something else off your plate so you can finish that? What can I do to help? Without that openness and sharing where we are in the process, you'll never get that feedback. Therefore, you never hit the twice as much output by a team. Okay? So again, being open, sharing that stuff alerts to your teammates that there is a problem and you're open to people to come help you. And that's one of the keys about Scrum. You have to be open for accepting help. It's a team. It's not an individual race. It's a team thing. So the last comment I'll say about being open and why that value is so important, because Scrum is a team activity. It's not an individual activity. And if we're not open to help, we will never be open to 10x our output. We need to be open for that. And that's key. So with that, I'm going to let it go. It is a Saturday. I want to thank you all for listening. Check out our podcast. We're growing pretty well. It's good. I'm still working on the interview with, so we'll get that soon. Please give us a thumbs up if you like your show. Ring the bell once, twice. Get all the way. It's loud. So that you get notification when we go live. And I wish you all a happy day. Healthy. Go enjoy the family and friends, and stay healthy. Take care. Bye. See ya.